Today, we're going to introduce a brand new feature that could be a game changer for churches doing streaming video. Find out what it is next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
You have a guest with you this morning, don't you, Steve?
I do. We are dog-sitting our oldest son's family dog, who's been with us for a long time. All of our kids' pets, not all of them, but most of them, are named after U of A basketball players. So,
well, that's interesting. I didn't know that fact.
You didn't. So this is TJ, who was named in the era of TJ McConnell.
Right. Who really went on, and I think he's still in the NBA, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's still playing in the NBA. Yeah, he's kind of a major surprise story because he's not real big, and as far as NBA goes, fairly average, but he's done really well.
Yeah, he certainly has. All right, well, speaking of U of A, they're in the tournament, of course, and we'll see how they do. Any predictions from you for the Arizona basketball?
Always pick my March Madness brackets according to my wishes and not my – I use my heart, not my head. So,
not a good idea.
It's more fun that way.
So let me guess. You've got them going to the Final Four.
I've got them going, man, all the way. And then they're meeting my wife's school in the championship game. So, because that would be – and then, yeah, I did have my alma mater, though, University of Texas. They had to play in, or they're playing in, I guess, today get in. And I had them going out. You know, they didn't go all the way to the end, but they go a few rounds.
All right. Well, now that we run out of time, thanks for joining us, folks. All right. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about. But before we do that, this is episode number 465. And we have a webinar coming up April 22nd. I'll just get that out of the way real quick. And you might really like this. People listening to this podcast or watching this right now, you probably do streaming video. We got a guest from Epifan, George Burchell, and the topic's going to be how to build a volunteer-friendly live streaming setup. So it's all about, I got a cold and it won't go away. It's all about helping your volunteers set up something that's going to work easy, but yet still have a professional look to it. And we can't wait for this. So it's April 22nd. You can sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And Epifan's giving away a video capture device. It's an AV.io capture card. It's worth like $450.
So, really?
You know, not a bad deal, you know?
Yeah.
So sign up. You could win that. And you have to be there to sign it. You have to be there to win it. But even if you're not going to make it, sign up anyhow because you'll get a recorded copy. But it'd be great if you were there live because we're going to have Q&A with George Burchell from Epifan, and really a great guy, knows his stuff, works with worship facilities and houses of worship. So,
and if you're there live, you get to throw your name in the hat for the prize. And we just had our webinar yesterday with PTC Optics, and they offered up a 4K camera.
Yeah.
So somebody walked away with a 4K camera. I don't know what it was worth, but at least $400, I would think.
Oh yeah. We got some nice prizes. This is a $450 AV.io capture card. So yeah, if you can't use it, you can always get it and donate it to somebody or put it on eBay. I don't know.
Yeah. Sell it on eBay and do something. Take the staff out to lunch, huh?
There you go. All right. So today, we're unveiling, sort of, a brand new feature that we have with StreamingChurch.tv, and it's called Digital Ministry RX. So it's a brand new feature. In fact, it's available now. If you log into your StreamingChurch.tv admin control panel, You know, you can find it in the menu area, go down there. But for those of you who may not be streaming with us, we're still going to talk about it because we really want to talk about why this is important, why analytics are important, and how this works, and really, let's just get into it. So I'm going to quiz you, Steve Lacy, because this was kind of your idea. You designed this, and it's a great idea, I think. So why, first of all, first question, I'm going to tee it up here. Get ready. Is the dog ready? The dog's been sitting next to you,
right? Yes, he is sitting right here.
So we're talking really using analytics here to help a church. Why are analytics, why should I care about analytics if I'm doing streaming video?
Let me back up and give the why we're doing this as well. I mean, even
kind of the idea, but
even beyond that. So anyway, we've moved into the new year, and I was kind of reassessing our company and, you know, who we are and what we do and what we provide, and kind of felt like in order to serve our people better, we need to serve our people. And so we kind of put an inventory of, wow, we know a lot about streaming. We have people on staff like yourself, former senior pastors and others that have been part of staff for a very long time. We do, we market our company today. So we've got experience with Google AdWords and Facebook ads and getting the word out about streamingchurch.tv, which is the same thing that churches are doing as well. So we've got some experience in that arena, and we've got some skills with regard to AI. We've been part of the AI hackathon that Glue has been sponsoring, and we have some AI tools that we've implemented within our own tools. So this brainstorm came together. It's like, how can we better serve our ministries? And I thought, wow, the one thing we can do is we can take all of the resources that we have and all the skill set that we have and then pull it together along with the churches. We have a bunch of the streaming data for the church. The church has all of their streaming data. And then we have a bunch of information on the church. We have access to who they're about, to their website and all that information. We pulled that together into a tool and then combine some AI and said, hey, how can we best serve this ministry using our resources, their past data, and some AI analytics, and came up with the Ministry RX. So this thing will automatically, through the magic of AI, kind of put together a prescription for how to better serve your community, if that's your goal for the church, through, you know, based on the data that you have. So you may, for example, we'll go through and there'll be a church that, you know, not using a feature. They may not know the feature exists, and they're having, and then that information kind of shows up in their data in that they don't have a lot of people that are, they have a lot of first timers, but they don't have any second timers. And so there's no follow-up in place. There's no way to connect those people. So this is a way to do a couple of things. You know, like you need to improve your follow-up. And hey, by the way, there's a tool that's available within Streaming Church that you may not know about that has a follow-up tool that does some automatic follow-up. So anyway, long story short, that's kind of what we wanted to do. And then we also wanted to offer our services as well. So it's not 100% how do I do better with my streaming? It's going to be how do I do better with my digital ministry? We've partnered with Graham Spencer, who runs Media Mentoring, who's got years, decades of experience in the broadcast industry, the Christian broadcast arena. And so he understands that side of things, and he understands how to expose your ministry online and tips and tricks for how to have the best results there. So we partner with them as well to offer his services as well as our services. And some of the things may be, wow, you need to put together a, you know, look at doing local Facebook ads to draw people that are near to your community. If that's your goal is reaching those in your community. And that's something we can help with. You know, we've got decades of running Facebook ads. So we can assist with those sort of things. So Anyway.
All right, good. Yeah, I hear the dog growling. He didn't like yes. that. All right, so.
He did not like that.
Maybe
history, TJ.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, at the very beginning, you mentioned about, churches have goals, and you generally can look at their website and get an idea. But there's really kind of three different directions or three different goals or visions maybe, or maybe missions that the church usually has, right?
Yes.
And that shows up in the digital ministry RX. What are those three?
So there's you're putting me on the spot. Their ministry, mission, and what is the third one? I can explain them, but I can't remember the names of them. So,
well, there's missional.
There's one that's kind of geared towards
global
fostering global. And maturing your body. So right. You have a set of people. And you just want to bring them closer to the Lord. You want to instruct them in their ways, and you want to invest in your local body that you have right there. So that's yeah. that's the first group.
It's maintenance. Maintenance is what.
Yeah,
it's
that's called, the right? maintenance group. That's the yeah. yeah. And then the second one is the ministry group, and kind of characterized it is those are the ones that want to reach your local community. They want to see people. You want to have an impact on your community. So you want to have people know about your church and have people that are attending your church and have an influence in bettering your community. So that's the ministry group. And then the missional group is, I want to reach the world with the gospel. You know, I'm just want to get the word out. And you know, a lot of people, we do have some ministries working with us that are solely focused on that. They want to broadcast as far and as wide as they can. So
yeah.
those are the so, three, we yeah, identify exactly. those as three categories or areas or goals for the church. So this digital ministry RX starts out with having the church identify, you know, what most closely reflects your church, you know, where do you want to go?
Yeah. And here's where I think a lot of churches have a little problem because what they want to do and what they're actually doing may contradict each other, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you may say, yeah, I want to be ministry oriented, but you're maintenance oriented.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we're talking, you know, just maintenance being just your members and not really, you know, reaching people in your community. So a lot of churches will say, well, we want to reach, you know, one of the things when I went out and started a church out in Kansas and I was working with a group that kind of helped me do that. They were kind of overseeing. There was like four or five families in this area that wanted to start a church. And then there was different parts all over that area there. And we chose Junction City, Kansas, of all places. But one of the guys in the group, that when I asked them, well, what is it you want to, who do you want to reach? And they said, everybody. We want to reach everybody. I'm like, okay, well, you know, if you try to reach everybody, you're going to miss probably most of the people. You've got to really be more specific in what you're trying to do. And so you have to target what you're doing. You know, you have to target your messages, your ministry to what that goal would be.
Yeah.
And so again, churches, I see this a lot, you know, we want to reach everybody. Well, okay. But
I mean, and Graham talks about this. He has a course that will walk you through your digital ministry. Yeah. You say you try to reach everybody, you're going to reach no one.
Exactly.
So you're not going to be appealing enough to any one group with a very bland, broad message. So you've got to identify, you know, who do I want to reach? And maybe it's my community. And then, you know, who in the community they want to reach. So you're going to take on a different a style and approach with each of those. And so this, you know, this where Graham's system will help out as well as this tool that we're putting together.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, so can we get to analytics a little bit?
Yeah. So the way the thing works is you choose your goal area and then it will go through and do some research on your, just based on your church website. It will pull up a 1.5-page description of what your ministry is based on your website. So it's just going to pull data from there and kind of identify, you know, what they feel the goals and aspirations of the church are. And then, you know, the ability to kind of update that, you know, identifying, you know, who I am, and as well as my goal, I can go and edit my goal and say, you know, I'm not 100% maintenance. I'm going to be, you know, you can reword that, and then right. It will go through and grab all your analytics. And these are primarily streaming based analytics. And there's like 20 something categories, you know, the number, you know, the most common is, you know, how many people are coming, how many people are coming regularly? What are the regular people that come back? How many first timers do I have? How many first timers convert to second timers? How many convert to third timers? How active is my chat arena? You know, how engaged are people online? You know, how many of those that are attending are actually participating in the chat and communicating there as well? It'll also look at features that you have turned on. It'll also look at your on-demand information and how many on-demand items do you have? How current are they? You know, if I haven't posted any my on-demand in 3 months, then, you know, that may be an issue. And then how many people are watching? You know, how many average views I get for the on-demand piece of it as well. So we tried to set this up to just kind of open the kimono and pull out all of the information that may be available. A lot of it churches are probably not aware is available. And that is posted for you in the next step after you've kind of clarified your goal and your description of your church. It kind of says, you know, here's your numbers, and here's your, and then it will go through and create a prescription based on all of that information.
So if you're looking at the analytics, so you run this thing and you see some analytics for your church, you're running the ministry, Digital Ministry RX, let's say somebody's running it, and they see that their on-demand videos are just very low. You know, they have a streaming attendance is not too bad, but their on-demand videos, hardly anybody's watching them. How can this help them fix that?
Well, this thing will go through and create a prescription based on that. So it's going to use its you know, artificial intelligence to recommend a means to possibly get those numbers back up. And so based on the goal that you want to have, and on-demand views might not be important based on the goal you want to have. If I'm wanting to grow my maintenance, you know, my maintenance group, then I would think that'd be really important because they'd want to have people not only part of the live piece, but also watching the on-demand and making sure that people are going back to it and reviewing and that sort of thing. So it will recommend some things that you might be able to do to achieve your goal. If low viewership of your on-demand is part of that, then it'll address that as well.
And likewise, I would guess if your live streaming numbers aren't what you want them to be, you know, again, these analytics would help you understand that. And then the Digital Ministry RX could prescribe something that would be beneficial to help get those numbers up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like just consulting an expert, and you can apply this in all kinds of different arenas, you know, personal finance, you know, it's like you bring in somebody and say, okay, you got to first open the kimono and say, here's how I'm spending my money, you know, and I want to retire at 40, you know, or something like that, and have somebody come in third party, go in and look at all your information and go, well, I don't think you're going to get there from here based on your current activities. And this is what I would recommend. You know, you need to retire at 40. You've got to quadruple your retirement account or something. Yeah, or
I'm working on that right now. And you mentioned this earlier in one of the examples, but like, for instance, you know, maybe they have a lot of first timers, but they don't have second timers, or they don't have a lot of third timers, again, by running this analytics. So again, something to look at and say, okay, why am I not getting second timers? why am I not getting third timers? Yeah. Well, the Digital Ministry RX could prescribe a solution for that.
Yeah, it may, and it's going to use just common sense. You're going to say, well, you're not getting second timers and your engagement is very low. So you've, you're doing something like, you know, you disabled all the chat or all the interactive features. And so people kind of come and look and they move on and they don't, they're not able to invest or get to know people at the, you know, in your ministry. So it would recommend some things like, let's turn on the chat and let's enable a web host and have somebody, we see that you have, you know, very few or no web hosts set up. So it would, it'll just kind of looks at all that data and puts together a kind of a, like a 1.5 page summary that's broken out into 8 sections, if I remember correctly. So, the sections are, you know, the key one we wanted to highlight was the quick fixes. So these are things you can do right now that won't, that cost very little to do and will probably have a good impact. And then there's some recommendations there that may involve, more time investing, you know, putting together a marketing plan or community outreach tools and things like that.
Yeah. I was, one of the things that the Digital Ministry RX also mentions, because I've run some reports already for some churches, and one of the things it said, no donation link on your platform. And I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago. This was not in relation to the Digital Ministry RX that we're talking about today, but I was talking to somebody. I was on their platform looking at their stream with them, and I said, you know, you don't have any way for people to give online when they're watching the stream. And they said, well, never thought of that. That's a good idea. So some things that we think are obvious, maybe not so obvious to people. And we understand it. When you're doing ministry, when you're at your church, if you're a pastor or even a volunteer doing tech stuff, you know, you've got other things going on. And sometimes you miss some of the what we would call obvious things, you know. And so, but that's one of the things that the Digital Ministry RX will tell you, like, hey, you don't have a donation link on your platform. Oh, that's a good idea. I need to put that on here, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned some quick fixes, but one of the things too is that, you said it's really at the beginning of the podcast, we got a lot of people here that are experienced, not only in ministry, but even in marketing. Our own, very own Michael Gray has done a lot of work over the years with businesses, helping them market.
Through Facebook, social media.
Yeah, social media, Facebook and YouTube, and those kind of things. So is anybody available here to
help churches? The whole idea is to just try to partner with our ministries to be able to serve them. So they're in whatever means. So this first thing is just, it's a tool. It's free. And it's, if you just started streaming last week, it might not be the most accurate thing, but most of the church has been with us for a long time. You go through and it's going to look at, all your data from years gone by and give you a snapshot of things. So the initial piece is once you run this, then, if there's something that we can do, there's actually a section in the report that's dedicated to both the media mentoring expertise of Graham Spencer and his team, as well as us, that, maybe we could partner together with things like, putting together a social media campaign or explaining how Google AdWords works and that sort of thing. It kind of, my wife has been, actually for a very long time, my wife has been very into fitness and she's getting her certification as a physical trainer. And she just started, she had people reaching out to her that want to have her train them. And so she's getting some new people that want to pay her to train them. And so she's gone down this path of, let me go see how I can best do this. And there's, I guess, an app out there there's a whole industry around physical trainers doing online physical training as well as local physical training. And she signed up with this service that was, is everything for the physical trainer, putting a website together. They will run Google AdWords for you. You link up your account to the Google AdWords and they'll run the Google AdWords based on this stuff. And they're doing all these services to try to, you know, this is for physical trainers, but personal trainers, to flourish, you know, everything that, some personal trainer is going to need. They've kind of addressed all those areas and they're there to help out. So we're, I kind of see us in that very similar position with the churches that we serve. So not only is it streaming, but we have some expertise we can offer.
Yeah. I had somebody called me the other day asking about us, and I was explaining different things that we did. He was asking a bunch of questions and he goes, "Sounds to me like you guys are more than just streaming. Sounds like you're a resource for the church." And I said, "Yeah, that's exactly right." I mean, we do have resources with podcasts, of course, like we're doing now, as well as webinars that we've been doing for years.
Yeah.
Blogs that we do. So we definitely have some ways that can help people and really help the church as well. And that's really what we're doing here. So that's the goal. So if you're interested in the Digital Ministry RX, if you're a streamingchurch.tv customer already, you can just log into your streamingchurch.tv admin control panel and you look over on the left and you just kind of scroll down and you see the Digital Ministry RX. You can click on that and that will get the ball rolling. If you're not one of our customers, why not? Check us out. You can do it for free. Just go to streamingchurch.tv and make a free trial, 30-day free trial, no obligation. We're not going to be chasing after you looking for your firstborn or your dog or something. But we'll be available to help you any way we can. And you could, you know, get involved a little more and help your church grow. So, all right, this is pretty good. It sounds like we're out of time here. It looks like we're out of time as I look at the timer here. This is good. Want to remind people before we go away, sign up for the How to Build a Volunteer-Friendly Live Streaming Setup. That's going to be April 22nd. And that's going to be 12 noon Eastern time. We're giving away an AV.io capture card worth over $450. We're not actually giving away Epiphan is because George Birchall from Epiphan Video is going to be our host for this webinar. So you can just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv and sign up for that. And, you know, I think it will improve you, improve your church, improve what your volunteers are trying to do. And be sure and subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast when you can. And, you know, give us a rating or something and let us know some feedback on this. And we're interested in hearing what you think about this specific podcast. What do you think about this Digital Ministry RX? Do you think it's a good idea? Or do you think, these guys are out to lunch? I remember listening to the J. Vernon McGee years ago, and he made a comment about, I think they're out to lunch. Do you remember who J. Vernon McGee was?
I do.
Yeah.
He was the Bible Answer Man, right? That was Bible. His name.
No, that was
a different guy.
I think it's Walter White.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Through the Bible, I think. J. Vernon McGee would go through the Bible line by line, but he had that kind of famous Southern accent, and he goes, I think they're out to lunch. But anyhow, hopefully we're not out to lunch. Hopefully we can help you in any way, and we appreciate your time here. All right, good. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy. Sure appreciate your input today.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
All right. And thank TJ for being quiet, sitting next
TJ
to you.
TJ sitting right in my lap here. You want to say hello, TJ?
Yeah, pull him up on the camera here. Oh, there. What a cute dog. Looks like a Benji dog.
He does. He's very much like a Benji dog.
Yeah. If you're looking for this on video, folks, you can just go to streamingchurch.tv/resources, and you can see the video of what we're doing here. Or you can just, you know, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get it. All right, we're done here. I'm done yakking. Thanks, folks, for everything. Be sure and take care of yourself and each other. And we will catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.